We are learning Maseches Avodah Zarah Daf Chav Tesh Amud Beis, and we're starting a new Mishnah and a whole new Indian. It's like a new part of the Masechta. Until now, we're talking about the Indian onim of really Takrevis Avodah Zarah, Chash V'Chas Damim. Now we're going to talk about things that belong to a guy and are usher to a yid to use, because we worry they might have brought it to Avodah Zarah. So Elo Dvarim Shel Oivdik Echavim, these things of a guy, Asuron the usher, Asurin the usher to eat. The isurin is hana, and they're not only also to eat, they're also hana also. You can't have any benefit from it. What are they? Hayayin, the wine from a guy who worried he may be poured if Avodah Zarah. And even vinegar from a guy that it was once wine. Well, we're scared he may be poured if Avodah Zarah, now he turned into chaymetz. So even though chaymetz is not used for Avodah Zarah, but this was once wine, therefore it's asr. The cheres hadaraini. Cheres hadaraini was like a tea bag, that type of idea. They used to soak a cheres in wine, and then they let it dry, and then 10 years later you put it into water and wine came out. It was like soaked into the cheres. So also a problem yain esach. Va'oires levuvim. Oires levuvim is they used to cut a hole into the behemoth and pull out its heart through that hole. So the halacha is that since he did a shem of Ezara, the whole behemoth is aser because of takrevis of Arizara. Why do they say dafka oiris levuvim? The chiddush is even the skin, even the hide of this behemoth is aser. That's what it says oiris levuvim. Rashim Yomila Imer, depends what type of cutout it is inside this behemoth, because that will be able to tell if it's Arizara or not. Bezmanchak carriage like ogle, if it's round, aser, because that's definitely shem of Arizara. Mashuch, if the slice that took out the heart was Moshuch Mutter. It's Mutter because it's not a Shaila of Avodah Zarah. Basar Nechas Evechavim. A basar that someone was taking into the Avodah Zarah, Mutter. You can eat it and it's not Asa Bahana because it didn't reach the Avodah Zarah yet. There's no Issa Hazmana going in that you put it aside. By a carbon, it's Issa Muksa. It's put it aside. But not Legabe eating Ohana. By Yotze, but any meat that comes out of the Avodah Zarah house. Osir, because like zivchem esim, it's like avodah zarah mamish. Aholchim letarfus, someone is going on the way to avodah zarah. Also, losses, lost imam. Now do business with them on the way there. Vabam, they come back mutarim. Now why? Rashi says the ozel umoydis has shayches to sugis before. That if he's on the way, he's ozel umoydis chavim. And also, he might buy something for takrovis. If he can't sell him things on the way there. Now Rashi before that, it's a very interesting thing. Rashi says the tarpus litois avodah chavim lemerachay. Going very far to avodah zarah. What's Rashi trying to say lemerachay? So some say the chiddush is that even though he's going very far. And maybe if you buy something now, you're not really taking it for Avodah Zarah, still a chashish. Others say the opposite, that is going so far shows how oduk he is, how attached he is to Avodah Zarah, and therefore we're worried he's going to buy something for Avodah Zarah or thank his Avodah Zarah. Zok the Mishnah Vaita, new Mishnah, Zok the Mishnah Vaita, Noidus Avichavim, the Kankaneim, the Noidus are like the leather pouches of a guy that used to keep wine in it. The kankaneim and their jugs, the yayin shall yisrael konispem, and you bought these jugs, you bought these barrels, and you decide to store your own wine in it. Asurim vis isurim isahana remeya. It's asur and isahana. Why? Because it gets bliyos, it absorbs taste from the walls of this noid or kankan. V'chacham oirim, you're right, you can't eat it. Ain't isurim isahana, but there's no isahana. And you can't drink it, but it's, no, it's another. Ron explains that since it's through Blias, they did not ask their Issa Hano, only Issa Achila. Hacharsan and Vazago Shevichavim, the pits and peels of the grapes, the sediments, you just sit in the bottom of a wine barrel of a goy, Asurun, Vesur, Sanod, Rabbe, because it has wine in it, that's Yayin Esach. So therefore, it's also Hano, Rabbe, Chamayim, it depends. Lach and Asurim, Yevashim, once they dry out, it's Mutarim. I guess you're assuming the wine is all dried out already, then it's mutter, it's not a problem. It sounds like it's even mutter v'achila, it sounds like, because there's no wine left. Hamurius is fish juice that they used to put wine into it. V'gvinas beis unaikish of v'chavim, and cheese from the beis unaikish of v'chavim. We'll see what the chiddush is of this, because all cheese is also from a guy. This is talking about a town where there's a lot of it is are there. Asurin, v'asurin sanos, it's sanos, v'ra'ameya. So that's why this cheese is worse. Issa v'ana, regular cheese is not issa v'ana. There's no Isser Sana. Om Rav Yehuda, the next Gemara we'll discuss, next Mishnah, we'll discuss the Isser Gevina Zakum. We know, we'll see later on in the Gemara, whole sugi about this, Gevina of a Goy is Asr. Just like Chol of Akum is Aser, Gvina is Akum is Aser. So Omer Rav Yehuda, Shaw Rabbi Shmuel is Rabbi Yeshua, Kishoyim Halchim Adarach. Omer Loi, he asked him, Rabbi Shmuel asked Rabbi Yeshua, Mepema also Gvina is Rabbi Chavim. I noticed the Takana of Gvina is Akum. What was the reason that Chama asked it? And it's avoiding the Gemara later on. He didn't really want to say the real reason. So Omer Loi, You know what the reason is? Because there's something called keva. When the Mishnah says keva, it means that there's milk in the stomach of a behema, and once it sits there a long time, it turns into rennet. And that rennet is how you make cheese. So here we have a behema. The behema was a little calf, and it nursed milk, and the milk went into its stomach. The milk is in its stomach that it nursed, and then it died. It was an avela. It got killed. It died. It was not shechted. The halacha is that milk the Gemara holds right now, the Mishnah holds right now, that milk is considered part of the behemah. Just like you can now eat the hand of the behemah, because it's the vela. The milk in there, the rennet, is part of the behemah, and it's the vela. If I take that rennet and make cheese, so now the cheese has bleas, and it's a called maimid, it's made with the vela. The cheese made with rennet, the rennet is the vela. So that's the problem why. Goyish cheese made with rennet of an vela, and therefore it's also... Because the maimed it, which means they curdle it with the keva of an avela, and therefore it's awesome. Because maimed is like a blia, it's like it's awesome. I'm alive. This is what Rabbi Shua told the Rishon. I'm alive. What are you talking about? Like kevas oila chamura became avela. I would say keva of oila is more common than a keva of avela because oila has issa hana and issa meila. And still we said, Omru koyin chedaita yafa, sarfa chai or sharfa chai shal in the girsa. Either means lashon shreifa, because he's eating something disgusting, it's like lashon shreifa, or lashon sharfa. But kids have, chedaita yafa, sharfa chai, he eats it raw. V'loi hoyde loy, Chazal didn't let him eat it. Ava omru inanim loy moylem, and it shouldn't have an ava, it's no me'ila. Which means that it's not really a oila. So how, it's what's besides not an oila, because you say the rennet or the keva, the milk in the stomach, is not part of the behema. Therefore, it's not also from ila, and it's not also from a vela either. So he says, how can you say that it's an avela? It's perisha b'alma. Perisha means like waste. Just like it's possible if you the waste of an animal is not considered an avela, the milk in the keva is not considered an avela. So he said, it can't be the reason, because keva is not an avela. So he tried another reason to tell him why it's also. Omulah, you know why it's also to eat cheese from a guy? Because the maimed it with the milk, the rennet from the eagle of Avodah Zarah. And there, even if it's pirsha, it's also bahana. Why? Rashi explains, because Avodah Zarah, you like when the behemoth looks fat. So even though it became fat through the peresh, it's still also. Because that is making the Avodah Zarah better, and therefore has an issa Avodah Zarah. Omulah, so he said back to him, if that's the reason why Gvinah Zakim is also, it's Rios Bahana. Okay, so he slugged up both his pshatim like Gvinah Zakim is also, and then he go further. Like Rashi says when they were on, Rotza Legalis Dova HaBor. He didn't want to tell him the reason. So Isil Dova Acher, he changed the subject. Omulah, he asked Rabbi Shmuel, Rishu asked Rabbi Shmuel, Hechata Kairi, how do you read this pasuk in Shir HaShirim? Ki toivim doidecha miyayin, or ki toivim doidayich miyayin? One doidecha means Lashon Zachar is going on Kares Baruch Hu. Ki toivim doidayich miyayin is going on Klal Yisrael, which is the Nekeva, in the Shira of Shir HaShirim. Amaloi, so Rabbi Shmuel answered, ki toivim doidayich. That's how you read it. Amaloi, no, you're wrong. It's doidecha. Sharei chaver malamalov. The next pasuk explains. The next pasuk says, "Lureach shemanecha toivim shemen turak shemecha alken alomay sevucha." So since that pasuk going on the nekeva that alken alomay sevucha, it means that the young girls loved him. So obviously we're going on talking to Azacha, and it should say deidecha, not deidayich. So therefore, it's not pshat. So he changed the subject and the pasuk in Shir HaShirim. So that is our Mishnah. So just to recap what we learned, and it's really like three different Mishnahis that we have in here over here, is one discussion is which things from a guy is Osir Ba'achila and Osir Ba'ano. We had Yayin Nesech and Chaimitz and Cheres Hadarayin Yiveres Levuvim. Then we had a discussion about the barrels and the jugs that you can't keep any wine in there, or the Chatzanim. And then we had a discussion of Gvinas Akum, why it's Osir, He said, maybe Al Kevas the veil. He said, no, that's Pirsha. Maybe it's Al Keva of Avazar, which even Pirsha is also because it makes it look better. He says, that would be also Ba'ana. So we don't know exactly why Gvina Zaka was also. We have to wait until Gemara, Daflam, and Hayam. We talk about discussion, a big discussion there, a bunch of reasons. And then he changes subject to something else. But the first discussion of our Gemara will be Yayin Nesach. Zog to Gemara, Yayin Menolon. How do you know that Yayin is Asr? Is Asr to wine of a guy? How do you know it's Asr? Now Tosfos right away speaks out that what's the question? There's a Gemara later on that says that Yayin from a guy is Asr. You know why? Because of Chasnus. You don't want to get too close to him. You drink wine together with the guy, you're going to marry his daughters. So Tosfos says that's very Geshmak why it's Asr Shzir. How do you know Asr Ba'ana? That's Gemara. Hey, no, no. That's what we need the Gemara to explain to us. Another Kash Tosfos says that why is Yayin different than any Takrevis? We know Takrevis also. Why do we need a Makar for Yayin? So he says, no, Yayin is a different thing. There's Takrevis and there's a Zevach, carbon, and Yayin, two different things. Huh? He means Yayin Nesach now. Yeah.
He means the water that was poured out, the water that's remaining in the bottle.
Yayin, wine. Yeah, yayin, poured out.
Not, what about the one that the wine that's still in the bottle?
Okay, so the all shachayin esach. The yayin in the bottle is fine, but it wasn't poured. But here yayin. But anyway, the problem of negiah. Anyway, lemais it's aser. But if they took it and poured it, then the whole thing's aser. But in any case, we're not having the lach lemais. We're talking the moral question of yayin menala means yayin nesach. How do you know in the first place that I took wine and you poured it to avayzara? The guy poured it to avayzara. How do you know it's aser? It's a pasuk somewhere. It's a pasuk. It says like this. It's a pasuk in Hazinu. Asher chelev zivachemo yoychelu yishdu yein esichon. So we put together the chelev of the carbonus of avodah zarah together with yain. Ma zevach also ba'ano, just like a carbon of avodah zarah also ba'ano. Av yain nami also ba'ano. Yain is also ba'ano. Zevach gufim menalon. How do you know of a carbon of avodah zarah is aser? How do you know it's also ba'ano? The Chassid says the pasuk, and this pasuk already is not in the Torah, it's in Tilim, Vayitzvedu Labal Pa'ar, Vayitzvedu Labal Pa'ar. It says in the pasuk that Vayitzvedu Labal Pa'ar, Vayochlu Zivchei Mesim. So it calls Karbonus of a guy, of a Vayizara, of Baal Pa'ar, calls it Zivchei Mesim. Actually, this is Parasha, the last Parasha about the Baal Pa'ar, Balak and Pinchas. Vayitzvedu Labal Pa'ar, Vayochlu Zivchei Mesim. Ma Meis Osabano, just like Meis Osabano, Av Zevach Nami Osabano. Umeis gufim nol. Hey, no, umeis is also ba'anod. Asya shom shom egla rufa. Ksiv halcha v'tomas shom miriam. Ksiv halcha v'orfu shom es egla. Ba'agla rufa says shom. B'nacha mal halon os ba'anod. Afgan on os ba'anod. Now, how do you know egla rufa is os ba'anod? Os ba'anod. I'm Rei Rav Yana. Kaporo ksiv egla kachim. Says kaporo kachim. That's how you know it's os ba'anod. So it comes out, someone asks you, how do I know that yayin nesach os ba'anod? It's a hekesh to zevach in the Torah and Hazinu. How do I know zevach os ba'anod? So we have a pasuk in Tehillim. So you're telling me now it's only Medivri Kabbalah? That the Zevach Os Ba'ano? It's only Medivri Kabbalah. It's a Pasuk Tehillim. It's not a Pasuk in the Torah. That's the Zevach Mesim. So Zoyfrek Tosfos on Daf Nun Beis. And Tosfos says that Be'etzem is Halacha Moshe Messina. And Dabra Melech Asmachei Akrot. It's Asmachta. But really, it's Halacha Moshe Messina that Zevach is Osir Ba'ano. And therefore, in turn, Yayin Dosa Osir Ba'ano Medaraisa. It's a Hekesh to Zevach. Halacha Moshe Messina is considered Deraisa. It's Halacha Moshe Messina that these things that you brought to Avodah Zarah are, that a goy brought to Avodah Zarah are Osir Ba'ano. Zok to Gemara Vayit. It says, Achoymet Shal Avichavim Shabbat Chlosi Yayin. It says, vinegar from a goy, even though vinegar you don't pour for Avodah Zarah, you can't buy it from. You know why? Because it was once Yayin. Vrede Marakasho, when Chavtesam Abayz in the bottom, Pshito, Meshum da Achmas Pakalei Asura. What was the Havamina? I'm saying what I thought. It becomes Chaimer, it loses this, or it's also I know. What does it help to become Chaimer? That's a Chiddush of our Mishnah. It's Pashat. Omer Avashi, it's a Diyak. It's teaching us a Diyak. Ha'asa Ashminon, the Chaimer Shalonu, B'yad Avichav, Main Tzara Chaisim, Mishay Chaisim. Because if we give a Pekadon of a Chaimer to Avayda Zara, to Oyvid Avayda Zara, to a guy, we don't have to worry, maybe he switched it. Or, you don't have to worry maybe he switched it, and you don't have to worry because it's the same thing, and you're not going to switch it, why should you switch it? And you don't have to worry, maybe he actually poured my chaymetz avayi zara, because chaymetz you don't pour for avayi zara. If it's because of pouring, he doesn't pour it. The rai is from a mishtok. A mishtok saying it's only because it once was yayin. But chaymetz itself, there's no problem of pouring to avayi zara. Since it has one chaysim, it's not worth it for him to switch it. Usually, if he really wants it, he needs two chasamas. Because one chaysim is not enough. But here, he's no reason to switch it. It's the same chaymet. No reason to switch it. Therefore, one chaysim is enough. So, the chiddush of our Mishnah is that teach us the diyak that only because the chalas yayin is it aser, but chametz alone you don't pour for avodah zara. A similar chiddush. Amar Rav Allah. Next one is going to be a similar chiddush. Amar Allah. Sheninu yayim avushal shevichavim shevichlas yayin aser. If you have, if a guy cooks up his wine, it's still aser. You know why? Because it once was not cooked wine, and maybe poured it avar zara, so it's aser. Pshita. Shum devishal ifshal because you cooked it pakalei suri. Think this came off. Amar Rav Ashi also asmino on teaching us this halacha. Yayim avushal shalonu biyar vichavim zara chayisim zara chayisim. If you give your yayin to the guy, doesn't need two chesamos. Why? Even if you give the yayim avushal to the guy, you don't have to worry about it. Even if a new schil and anaschi, he's not going to pour it. Even if a chlufe, if it's switching it and tapalam and alvav, giving the chayisim echad loy tarach mazayif, he's not going to be mazayif it. So that's the idea that yayim avushal, he does not pour avodah zarah. We'll continue with the same halachas, Torah banan, yayim avushal va'aluntish avchav masurim. So yayim avushal of a guy is also why? Because maybe at one point he poured avodah zarah before it became avushal. Aluntis is also a drink that has mixed in it wine. It's also asa because he put in wine of yayin esek as asurim. Aluntis kibriyasa muteres. It means that it never was yayin, but yad avichavim, he bought ready made aluntis in the store from a yid, and now he wants to sell it back to a yid. It's no problem because you don't pour aluntis to avodah zarah. Ve'ezu aluntis. What exactly is aluntis? So Gemara brings a brisa regarding Hilchos Shabbos, the titular of aluntis. You're not allowed to make a medicine on Shabbos, but you're not allowed to drink it either, but you're allowed to make a regular drink on Shabbos. You're allowed to make a tea on Shabbos. Even if you have a sore throat, you're allowed to make a tea. Ve'ezu aluntis, ketan, you got a Shabbos. Oisin anumulim, vein oisa aluntis. You're allowed to make an amulim because that's like a tea. It's a drink people drink. Vein oisa aluntis. We can't make aluntis because no one drinks unless they're really desperate. They're really sick. Ve'ezu anumulim, ve'ezu aluntis. Anumulim is yayin advash v'pulpulim. It's wine together with honey and palpulim. And black pepper. Aluntis, which is something that someone doesn't drink, is yayin yoshon, old wine, umayim tzalulim, and water that sits a while until all the sediments go to the bottom, va'farsimoin, and balsam, and it's done. What's it used for? The avdi lebei mesusa. It's done for someone who got a cold from the bathhouse. So he drinks this only lirafua. Since he drinks it only for rafua, therefore you're not allowed to make it on Shabbos because it's considered a medicine. So the bottom line is, we're coming up from our sugya is there are certain things that you don't pour for yayin nesach for avodah zarah. But if it had wine there, if it once was original wine, it's aser. But if it starts off as yayin mevushal or chaimitz or aluntis, it starts off like that, it's no problem because they don't pour that for avodah zarah.